This is 50,000 watt clear channel XERB radio. This is
Diversity.
Recording.
Okay. Try.
Hello. Hey. Yeah, we're only making those noises because Dad told us to check the thing just to see if it was working. Right.
Yeah.
Run.
Fits all good.
Finally, podcast three. Yep, podcast number two. Three.
Okay, welcome back to episode three of Dadversity. It is...
Dad, your phones.
Your phone. Your phone. You need your phone.
You need your phones, Dad, or else you can't hear us.
Where? Dadversity part two, you realize.
So this one's a bit of a makeshift for now because we've only got one camera set up and the space isn't really set up properly yet, but if I could give you the backdrop of the day in the last hour or so... To get to this, what you see now, you'd understand.
I don't understand.
And Dad, this is Dad's new house. He was been looking for one for quite a while. Oh, and by the way, I got a new haircut.
Yeah, me too. See this?
Like it? Huh?
And who gave you guys the haircut?
Dad did. Never done it before.
Done a haircut like
but the people that are probably listening can't see our haircut. But
yeah, there's a video, so we just got one screen today.
Oh, and Dad, when we do the podcast, what we can do is, you know how some songs have video on them?
Yeah, what's that? I think it's the crickets. I think it's the crickets coming in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's crickets outside. We got headphones on. We're in Jurassic Park.
There's...
Basically.
Lots of things.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Well, we're recording, so let it all out, dudes. We made it.
You mean pus or blood or...
All your words, all your thoughts.
Oh.
So, you know, we've been playing, we've been... Preparing food.
Yeah, we might catch some barrels after this. Whoever wants to... No, it hasn't gone out yet. Okay, never mind.
What do you mean?
I was going to say, whoever wants to...
Try to not bang and stuff. And banging your mic stand as well. So if you can stop fidgeting is the word I want to say. Sound like a teacher. Stop fidgeting. Are you still doing it though?
Nah. So... I was going to say... Whoever,
your feet are so sweaty, Daddy.
I've got hyperhidrosis of the extremities. What can I tell you?
That it's not your fault, Dada?
Nah.
Can tell him that?
I mean, I could say that.
And that would actually...
that would add adds an emotional side to it.
Put that to an ad,
please. Anyway, Dad...
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
I was going to say... Whoever would like to see us at the beach will be, where?
We'll be at South Golden Beach.
South Golden Beach.
Mm.
But then I said, never mind, because this podcast hasn't even gone out yet. So, yeah.
All right, so let's backtrack. We're in a new house. I finally found a house. I won't get into the... full story of this, but it's been a journey with a capital G. Is that the right letter?
No,
yes.
Not a G. It's a J.
Ah, great. I was just testing you. And anyway, I've got a... Yeah, I'm living in...
Yeah, capital G's don't really make a difference between capital A.
Yeah, I've got a space to make a home out of us. So it's beyond words. Wonderful. Cool. And so
we've been doing lots of funny things that we just haven't been able to put into the podcast. So we're gonna do it now.
Go ahead.
Is it that ridiculous thing where Kwa said I'm gonna F your head open? Like, what is an F?
Huh? Speak for your mic.
Sorry.
What? We know what the F is. It's just the
no, but yeah, it's an F. It's an F word, but like,
yeah, but the rest of it is the most concerning and rude, curious, and
gruesome
part of it. All right, well, let's paint the whole picture. We were driving yesterday. We went to
Wet and Wild.
Wet Wild, mate. Got
no, not now. Phone.
It's
okay,
now it's a fake number. It's someone probably trying to harvest our organs on the internet.
That doesn't happen.
Dad, what I loved about the River Rapids was like...
Yeah, there was lots of slides.
Yeah, what was it, Qua?
It was long.
It was long. Yeah, it was long and fun. Yeah, River Rapids. Wet and Wild. Hadn't been there for 20 years pretty much.
21 actually.
For me?
Mm.
Maybe. Maybe 21, but I think it was 20.
That's all.
It's really not that important, I think. Yeah. But yeah. So, yeah, River Rapids was great. Anyway, we're on our way back from Wet and Wild, and we're in the car.
We got and, ice cream.
Excuse me, we're just literally just scrambling everything together here. And
we got an ice cream.
We got an ice cream.
I got pickle Rick mint.
I got pickle Mick Rint.
I got monster cookie. Dad, what did you say? Pickle mint Rick.
I said pickle Rint Mick. I think.
Pickle Rint Mick.
I got to redo this mic. This mic is in shambles.
I know.
Absolute shambles.
Pickle so Rick you know what? It's not. It's not that good today because, yeah, it's new house, not fully set up, but, yeah. At our old house, it was way better.
But we're working on your swear words, aren't we, Qua? And yeah, choice of words. Yeah, it's a process.
Dad, did you just say choice of voice?
Choice of words.
Oh, if you said choice of voice, the crowd would love
it. Choice of voice.
Choice of voice.
Choice of voice. Sounds like a foreign language.
Choice of voice. Choice of voice.
What else about Wet and Wild?
Oh, yeah. I think that Green Tornado was actually quite good.
The Green Tornado? Which one was that?
Green and Yellow Guard.
Oh, yeah. The one where I was going backwards the whole way and we're on a raft.
Oh,
yeah.
No. That's Mammoth Falls.
No, not Mammoth Falls. The yellow and green tornado.
Yellow and green tornado.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one.
Oh, in the kids area.
Yeah, it's like a tornado where you go like that, but.
Yeah. Mm. Mm.
Didn't really go like that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we got to do a list next time because a lot of dead air. It's fine.
Should write down our funny stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, the funny stuff happens. And then we got to, yeah, we should bring it back up.
I said rubber dicky instead of rubber ducky.
Yeah, I think I missed that one.
Accidentally.
Hit the drums on that one, man.
You mean these drums?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're in the pocket. We're living in a place called the pocket. And, it's very green. There's a lot of cows, a lot of cow pat. We've got veggie patches. We've got a garden. We've got a lawn to mow.
I mowed the lawn and one of our capsicums got burnt by the sun. Yeah, burnt it.
It was looking so looking so promising too, that capsicum.
It looked really...
That was funny.
It was cute and small. It was like a miniature. And then it got scorched.
And then we saw it on the ground.
But I don't know if it was sunburn.
Burning.
I feel like it might have been attacked by some rodent. One of the myriad creatures that surrounds us out here.
Yeah. Rats. But we're going to get rat bait.
Mm.
And we have cockroach bait everywhere.
And we're going to get rat We're going to get mouse traps.
Yeah.
I think there's apparently they're rats, not mice.
Apparently. What is your neighbor's just – your neighbor never lived here.
He's lived here for like 32 years.
No, he hasn't.
Mowing the paddocks for 32 years on a ride-on mower, playing Biggie and Dr. Dre while he mows, renting out subletting cabins.
Yeah, that's –
That's obvious.
Wait, do you know who Dr. Dre is?
Me?
Yeah.
Do you? Do I know who Dr. Dre is?
Well, I was talking.
Yep. I do.
I was about to say that. So, you said who's Dr. Drake, and I was like,
oh, Dr. Drake. So I think like, he's from the Bold and the Beautiful, or one of those
like,
bangers.
And I was like, do you know Dr. Drake?
The time that I listened to Dr. Dre the most was when I was 16.
16.
Do you know how old you guys were then?
What?
Not.
How rude.
So that's how I know Dr. Dre. The album was called 2001. Many bangers, amazingly hard drums and gangster stuff.
Oh, me.
And
Dad, we've been going expletives. For 11 minutes.
What yeah, about, we're rocking it.
What about me?
What about you?
Would I like it?
Yeah, you'd like it. There's quite a bit of swearing in it, like a lot of swearing. You'd probably like the beats aren't trap bangers. Wait, so the beats aren't trap bangers though. Oh, they're sort of 90s.
Ah, so when you say a lot, you mean... Wait, when you say a bit, you mean a lot, right?
Of what?
You said there's a bit of swear words, like a lot.
No, there's a lot. There's a lot. There's a lot of profanity.
Okay. And adult themes. Like stop talking about?
Adult themes?
That's pretty rude.
I know, because I don't like people being...
Dad, what about the M word, well, I wanna the get C to word, the F word, the SH word?
I just want to get to the bottom of why Qua felt like he wanted to talk like that. What was bothering you?
I just didn't like you saying that there was swear words in there. Bah!
Wait, what did Qua say?
Because you're missing out.
Yes, missing out. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I know. For the life.
Your curiosity is way beyond your years, Qua. I'll give you that. You've got a thirst for adulthood. And how old are you? Or teenagehood most? Do you want to be a teenager or an adult?
I want to be a teenager.
Hit the
I reckon
whap.
By the time you are a teenager,
hit the whap, whap, whap.
You might be over it.
Hit the whap, whap, whap.
Or maybe not. Who knows what's going to happen with this guy? With either of these guys.
Well, we went to the ice cream shop and there was a pickled Rick, like Rick and Morty, pickled Rick Maxibon. Which is actually mint.
It was pretty good. So, yeah, so we had a good flow going there for a bit. Now we feel like the train's kind of come to a stop at the station and the station master's not there to ask if anyone's grandmother is a goanna. So where are we going to...
Oh.
Careful. Okay.
But
Qua, show everyone your front teeth.
Oh, yeah. Qua got front teeth.
Qua got some front teeth.
Ow.
He just banged them on the mic, but it's all part of having front teeth now, man. You can't chew on microphones anymore like you used to. You used to have gums you could just, like, sea creature it. But now you're a full-blown mammal.
Blown? Don't think he's...
I'm blown!
He's pretty blown recently.
What do you mean by bright?
Nah. Just gagging around. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, what else? Oh, Qua, that's super.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, thanks, man. What else?
I'm not a man, I'm a kid.
Yeah, you are. Watch out, my boy, my son. That's what I should say.
Son and boy.
All right, what else do we want to talk about? Oh, that's about to fall off.
Oh, yeah, I broke...
it's too much playing with it. You just got to leave it. Yeah, we're still piecing this thing together. Just...
Yeah,
we're good.
We're good. Do you want to hold the mic for a bit, Qua? I think that'll be better because it's about to...
Yeah, I'm going to hold
it. Maybe I can push it on with my toe.
I'm going to... hold the mic.
That'll work. That might that work. Won't. That's coming off. Yeah, so we... Whoop. See? Yeah, that's all right.
Told ya.
I know, I didn't disagree with you. I told you it's ramshack at the moment. And I think if you're going to buy mic stands, yeah, don't get like one of the cheapest you can get off eBay because... Because
eBay ain't home.
Yeah, eBay ain't home, eh?
Because eBay's just...
So what are you doing? You're hand-holding... Do we want to go back to handheld mics?
Maybe.
You know what? Because you guys are used to holding them now out to your mouth, yeah, right? You're getting into the habit. Yes, see? You're becoming professional podcasters.
Oh, no.
And we're making... We've made... Thousands and thousands and thousands. Oh, okay. Here we go. It's a good segue. You boys have been making money. Tell the people how.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what people? Oh, I get it. I was busking. We went to Woodford, actually. We went to Woodford.
I was busking with a hula hoop and I got $12. How good is that?
I got like 200 or something.
You made at least $150. Using a fire, like fire twirling without the fire, because that would be, you'd get shut down. But dude, that was wonderful.
What do you mean by shut down?
Well, shut down, shut it down, shut down, shut down. Someone would have come up and said
emotional damage.
It's a fire hazard.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Also fire is not allowed in the festival.
Exactly. But you didn't need fire. You were the fire.
There is a fire
twirling place. That's why it's annoying.
What's annoying? No, you just get used to it and it's a good workout for your guns. Because you've already got big gun show popping off.
Fatty guns.
It was great. Seeing you standing there busking, just twirling up a storm and getting people, you know. And then what did you do with the money that you made busking?
Well, I bought some lollies.
But you reinvested it into?
Yeah.
Into?
Wait, I reinvested it into what?
Oh, what was the thing you bought with the money you made busking?
What, guys,
I bought lots of things.
Guys!
Yeah, guys. Yes, Qua. Yes, Qua.
Go ahead.
Well, tell us, what do you want to?
Go ahead.
yeah, no, there was one expensive thing that you bought with your money from busking, though. So.
Oh, yeah. A lighter, this light up, like, twirling stick. It was
crap.
Nah. You know, it was pretty good. Also, really easy to twirl.
And I got a Diablo. Then I got one.
Explain to everyone.
And I also got a harmonica.
Can you guys explain what a Diablo is to anyone who might not know?
A Diablo is like this cup, double-sided cup, which you spin on this piece of string, with sticks. Yeah, with sticks, like this. Then you can throw it up.
And then catch it.
And do all sorts of tricks, like yo-yo wind, Rock-a-baby's world, Rock Daddy's world, Rock Quarkar's world, Rock Miller's world. Lots of things.
We don't have an upstairs neighbor anymore.
Oh yeah, but it doesn't really matter.
You guys.
No more Miller.
Miss her a bit.
No, we don't.
You don't want to admit it, but you do.
Only a tiny bit. She has an electric scooter. she's an only driver.
I miss her Laku.
Yeah,
the cat.
I miss her Laku. The cat. And
so I cut these guys' hair yesterday.
Yeah.
And my last three haircuts I've given to myself. And that's why I'm wearing a hat now, because I need one severely. But I'm going to take my hat off.
Yep.
Oh, it's flat. You can't really tell.
What one was the whack whack round?
This is what I need to get in order.
The sound effect that was whack whack
whack whack. It was
this one?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, it's not that one. No. claw.
I didn't do that.
You're sorry.
Not the Ganesher.
You're not the Ganesher either.
Oh, I am.
Get wrecked like you don't care.
Hey, claw. Wait, we've been going for
20 minutes. So what else should we talk about before we head off and go get some water on our bodies?
Well, we could talk about the we watched this video of Dad, maybe we should never mind.
What?
Of people getting hit by bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the boys wanted to see what an oxen ox was, and then they wanted to see what oxes working looked like. And then of course in YouTube we stumbled across bulls, bullfighting and matadors being
hit.
Yeah. What's the word they use?
Bucked.
It's like bucked.
Steamed. Steamrolled.
Yeah. All of that, but there's a word. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I can't think of it.
And
now.
And they just get bucked over.
Use this one. Yeah. You can use this.
Is he using my pickled Rick one?
Yeah, because you're holding it. And you're doing great. So here you go, Cora. There you go. Now it's right in front of your mouth.
My hand is actually hurting a bit.
You could switch hands.
Okay. I just did.
We'll fix you up proper next
time. Okay, Dad.
Yeah.
So,
pickled Rick. Well, how much people can go on this? There's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four microphones. 6, 7. But people could share a microphone if they wanted to. So you could get a whole group. But there's 4 channel inputs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of those guys got plowed by the bulls. The bulls just went right through them, full on.
And also,
yeah, it was
this guy did a backflip over one.
Oh yeah, that guy was impressive. Just fully bull charging at him, backflipped over it, got a trophy for it.
Yeah,
deserved it. You said something interesting, Quay. You said Spanish people don't deserve a trophy.
I just
let him talk.
Disrespect people's country. I do a whack whack round.
Hey, we've got cows.
Wait, the thing stopped recording.
No, it's still recording.
No, it's still going.
It's just sleep. The screen's just sleeping.
Okay.
We're surrounded by cows, and they're just over our fence, and they You done, Sol?
They just do big fat poops.
They do massive poops, and then after it dries up, we can put it on the veggie patch in the compost bin.
Yeah, and they go the
country living.
Their moos, they're like.
Yeah, I forgot how.
Smack out of it.
I forgot how much a cow could sound like a dinosaur. When that moo goes. Screechy, don't hit each other. Boys, it's going to go. This is what we've been doing. Boys, it's going to get ugly. It's not going to be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. You get a cow and a cockatoo together with their shrieking, and that's...
Annoying.
No, it could be. Depends on what you're doing, but it feels like a real dinosaur park to me when that happens.
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard these like... birds fighting, like they were like
I'll tell the story of how I ripped my pants the other night.
Yes.
So I got home from Brisbane. I drove up to Brisbane to watch Mark Rebier, who was amazing. I got home late and I knew there'd be spiders. There's these creepy spiders that have been doing massive webs right across the two gates into the house. Massive one over the front. I didn't have a stick handy to put its web down. I went around to the side door, couldn't believe it. Same spider, type of spider, massive web covering that. I was like, oh, man, do I really have to deal with this? And so I went to climb the fence.
To the paddock.
I was going to skewer my protectables. So I went deep. I went around into the paddock to the side of the house down the bottom. I was like, oh, no spiders here. Great, little fence. I'll climb over it. Got my feet up, climbed over the fence. All good. There was a metal stake there that I used as balance. Jumped over the fence. My shorts, edge of my shorts, caught on the metal stake, whoosh, landed on the grass.
Ripped. Hey, I'll go get them to show you.
Cool. So I was going to get the shorts. But yeah, it's been
over and out.
I just say over because you're coming back, right? Coming back? Over. Yeah, dealing with Mother Nature's constituency around here has been
what's
colourful.
Constituency?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
In your mom.
Oh, they're on the corner in that box near the front door.
Yeah.
And.
Okay, Dad Rusty, part two.
It's part three.
Ripped.
Yeah, fully ripped.
Can I see?
Completely ripped.
Okay. Ripped butt. You see that? You see that, ripped. Mate?
Look, right there.
Right there.
Huge ripped.
Rip.
Ripped as.
Ripped. Ripped.
Not like the muscle ripped. It's so.
There's actually a refreshing change from ripping my shorts at the groin, though, because I'm normally splitting them down the groin area. So at least it was a mix up, a switch up. Whew, I need to have an early night.
Okay, should we wrap it up?
No, we've only been going for 26 minutes.
I relocated that spider 100 metres down the road the other day. I saw it sleeping inside a leaf and I cut with scissors that branch off and I carried it down. It was like a spider rose I was carrying and delivering down to the road to a stump of wood to start a new life.
You could put it in the middle of a road.
To get run over?
So it never, ever, ever come back.
I could, but I don't want to do that to the spider. I want him to live, just not in front of where I need to walk with my face. Remember I backed into you the other night? I walked straight into the web and I reversed immediately and you were behind me, Sol, and I banged straight into you. Remember? Your head went into my back.
Oh.
After we went to the Shabbat. After we went to the Kirtan and Shabbat. Yeah. That was a colourful evening.
Yeah, and like
you played pinball.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
I did too. And usually your elbow goes in my forehead, but it was your back.
Yeah, you guys are always keeping your little bobbleheads hanging around my elbows.
Yeah,
it's just like bong 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 bong. It's like I'm going 10 pin bowling with my elbows in the kitchen, knocking your heads around. It's not. I don't want you, but. No, come on, it's an accident. Aqua. Gosh.
Do it.
Hit it.
Hit what?
What are you going to hit?
I'm not going to hit anything.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to. Actually, my. Stop.
Not bad. Oh, gosh.
So, that's a pretty good run. We've had a pretty good run.
Usually Kwa would be out by now.
Kwa's gotten older.
Yes. A
couple of months. It's been a while since we recorded.
Yep.
So, Kwa, you going to go?
No.
Nah, we're all going to go. We've got to get the heck out of here. Does anyone want to say anything before we go? Anyone got any stories? We got to write a list next time. It's okay. We're back. We're just getting back in there.
All right. I want to go. Over and out.
All right. Kwai, got anything else to say? No. Kwai, you got so much to say, dude. You're always saying the best things out and about on the road in the back seat.
And Kwai, you wave the Brazilian flag around saying, I'm disrespecting your culture.
All right. I'm going to disrespect your culture, Brazil.
All right. Cool. Well,
Kwa, the Brazil joke is funny.
So now we're finishing.
We'll get a full episode set up next time and let it rip from there. Hey, and we'll get our mic stands set up or replaced or recycled and call it a day and get some stories. Oh, I just want to say Sol has been playing the drums a lot and but his one rule is that you can't video him. You can't video him drumming. So I'd like to tack a video of you drumming onto this. Do I have your permission if I use that video that you and Kwali agreed to take of each other of you drumming?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll put it on?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll finish it. We'll get Sol. I'll edit this and we'll get Sol to take us out on the drums. Okay. Bye.
Take two.
Thanks. Kwali, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, honey. That's such a somber goodbye. You want to say a big goodbye?
Nah, he's got a grin under there.
Bye.
It's an emotional roller coaster around here.
I'm going to disrespect your culture.
How do you...
You could rip them fully apart now, Kwa. I'm using them as cleaning rags.
Oh, so, Dad, can I stop the video now?
Yeah, yeah, we can stop the video.
Yeah.
Oh.
Excuse me, boys.
Oh, Dad, I want to see this video.
Excuse me. Yeah, I got to stop recording it.